On the record.
Good afternoon. My name is Marisha Childs. We are on the record. My pronouns are she, her. I'm the hearings officer for this matter. We are here today, Monday, April 28th, 2025. The time is 3:06 p.m. We're here on a tow appeal hearing, cause number 1250069. We're on Zoom, and I see a square that says iPhone de Alfredo. Says you're connecting to audio. So now I wonder if you even heard what I said. iPhone de Alfredo, can you unmute yourself? Identify yourself for the record, state and spell your first and last name and your pronouns, please.
Hello, my name is Alfredo, so I don't speak English, so I think I'll translate, please.
Do you speak some English?
Yeah, I speak Spanish, so I don't speak English.
Okay, so you probably need an interpreter. Okay. Should we maybe reset the hearing so the appellant can have an interpreter? My Espanol is not great. I'm not fluent. I would hate to do this hearing without knowing that the appellant heard me. So I understand the appellant did not ask for an interpreter, which I don't know. But I think it's best that we reschedule the hearing for appellant to have an interpreter. So can we pick another day? Is this vehicle in storage?
Okay.
I guess I was asking the clerk for... Really?
I'll check, hearing officer. Give me one moment.
I don't know the access language line. That would have been useful.
Here, now, so I'm still checking because this did come in with the errors report, and Portland Police Bureau submitted one, so I need to just give me just one moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you, hearing officer. It looks like the vehicle is still in storage.
Okay.
Since April 20th.
Okay. I think we should reschedule the hearing and reschedule it with an interpreter. If it's possible, we can reschedule it, I don't know, even tomorrow.
Need at least a... unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. We need several days to schedule them because it's not someone that works for the city. It's an external person. It has to be approved, and the amount has to be approved, and their hours have to be approved.
Okay.
We might try and get it for Friday. I can't guarantee a day. I have to speak with billing, and it just depends.
Okay. Okay, so maybe Friday?
I can't guarantee that.
Okay.
We can,
okay.
All we can do is submit the request and ask them to put a rush down it, but again, they have to find someone who will take the
approve
the hearing.
Okay.
And we have to have a time and a date for them. We have to know exactly when the hearing will be.
Okay. Let me see.
Do you want to go off record for a moment, or?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's just go off record.
Yes.
On the record.
Okay, so now we have appellant's friend, Jose, who is on the phone, who can translate this hearing. So let me tell you, Jose, can you please identify yourself for the record? Can you state, tell me your name, first and last name, and your pronouns, please?
Yeah, my name is Josue Molina, and I'm a man.
Okay, can you spell your name?
J-O-S-U-E.
And your last name? Spell it, please.
M-O-L-I-N-A.
Okay, great. And so here's what I need. Your friend says he doesn't speak English. If we move forward with the hearing today and you interpret, I need to at least get an oath from you that you will interpret what I am saying to the appellant directly, that you're not ad-libbing, that you're not throwing in things. Can you do that, Jose?
Well, how can I do that?
Well, I will say some things, and then I need you to tell those things to Alfredo.
Yep, sounds good.
Okay. How about you tell Alfredo what I just said?
Okay, dice que... Wait, can you repeat that again?
Yes. Okay, let me... I'm going to need to get you... I need you to relay what I'm saying in English
okay.
to Jose in Spanish.
Okay.
I need you to do that now.
Ella va a traducir lo que yo voy a decir. Yo voy a traducir... Lo que ella va a decir a ti.
Okay. Otherwise, if you can't translate, then we're going to have to reset the hearing with a translator.
I feel like that will be better because, yeah, I don't want to mess.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't feel comfortable translating? You want to have an interpreter?
Yeah.
Can you tell Alfredo we're going to have to reset this hearing?
Yep, solo vamos a tener que hacer esta, ¿cómo se llama? Esta reunión, porque no hay alguien que te traduzca. He said for when.
Well, I don't know, because now the vehicle will remain in storage. Can you tell him the vehicle's going to remain in storage unless he gets it out?
El vehículo se va a mantener allí, a menos que tú lo saques. How can he get the vehicle out?
Go to the tow yard where the vehicle is located, pay the fee, show proof of ownership, get the car out. We reset the hearing.
He's asking if he doesn't need to take, he doesn't have to have anything from you guys. He just go with the title and that's it.
Is he the vehicle owner?
Yeah.
He can get the car out of storage.
Okay.
And then we can set the hearing. If he still is contesting the tow, the validity of the tow, we can set the hearing out for probably at least a week.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so can you ask Alfredo? Can you let Alfredo know? We need to reschedule the hearing. It'll be at least 1 week. And there will be an interpreter present.
Dice que van a hacer la reunión hasta una semana para que tengan su intérprete presente.
But he absolutely can get the vehicle out of storage. He just needs to pay the fee and show proof of ownership to the tow yard, and then he should be able to get the vehicle out of storage.
Okay, si puede sacar el vehículo Bueno, sea, nomás tienes que ir con tu... ¿Qué es tu nombre y qué? He said that he doesn't have information where the vehicle could be at.
All people, I mean, the police may have it. I don't know. You might want to call the police. Call the police, PPB. Call the Portland Police Bureau. Find out where the vehicle is. I don't know where it is.
Sounds good?
Yeah. So, please let Alfredo know that we will notify an interpreter. We will reset the hearing. We will notify an interpreter, so that way an interpreter is here for the hearing. And then Alfredo will receive a new notice of hearing, and that's going to come to his email. So tell him to open up and read his emails that come from us, okay?
Okay. Dice que van a hacer una llamada aquí, le van a enviar al intérprete para que tú tengas un intérprete el día. Can you repeat the last part?
Open up your emails that come from us.
Que te va a llegar la nueva día de reunión al email. Okay, abras tus emails. Okay,
a new hearing notice will show up in his email. That's why I'm saying you need to read the email, because that's what will tell him the new hearing date is, okay?
Okay.
Dice tell
que
him that.
Que ver tu email porque ahí es donde te va a llegar la nota de cuándo va a ser el siguiente corte. Do you know what the charges is or what he's getting charged with?
I do not know. I have nothing to do with the circuit court, but I do see that there's likely a criminal matter proceeding. But if he calls PPB, he can find out. I'm sure it has something to do with street racing.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Okay. Well, so just look for those new hearing notices. But that's it for today. We'll reschedule the hearing.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We're off the record.